I'm glad to see many more people here. It's a shame they were not with us during these 2 days, but it's all in the past. Now we'll try to pass our state to them, our excitement, and we'll enrich each other. During this lesson, I would like to briefly touch upon the structure of the universe according to the drawings in accordance with in accordance with the governance that descends from above. In the course of the lesson you will be able to ask questions, but please stick to the topic. Only what concerns the topic. We exist in one volume of the universe, and save for this universe, there's nothing. So, with regard to the Creator, please show the drawings that are before me, which fills this circle, which is called the universe. It is said that everything began with the Creator's intention to create the creation, or the desire to receive pleasure, in order to bring it to the most exalted, the best, ideal, perfect state, the eternal, perfect, best state can be His state. He is the only one who is perfect. Therefore, the delight that the creation receives means to become similar to the Creator. So how can it be done? We study everything that's below this thought. Why this thought appeared, emerged in the upper force, which we call Atzmuto, the essence, something imperceptible, inscrutable. We don't know that. The maximum that we can attain, the Kabbalists who reach the highest spiritual levels, feel the Creator's attitude towards us, and not what He is in Himself. We have no way of feeling that, because everything we feel, we feel. Please show the drawing. We feel within the desire which He created. Everything is felt. Everything is perceived in that desire. Therefore, we can study only that which is below the thought of creation, beyond, beginning from it and downwards.
So
this thought of creation, Machshavet Abriya in Hebrew, and with regard to us, it means to create a desire in order to fill it with delight. It means to create the desire to receive pleasure and lead it, bring it to the most ideal, perfect state. Absolute similarity to the Creator. Then we learn that this desire to receive pleasure undergoes all kinds of changes. So from the first stage, which is called Keter, the crown, zero phase, appears stage one, or Chokhmah. So if Keter is the desire to bestow pleasure, Chokhmah is already the desire to receive it. But this desire only fills itself and that which fills it. So the subsequent development of this desire takes place when it feels not only what fills it, but the quality of keter. So, inside the Creator's influence, there is pleasure, and within that pleasure, there is a feeling of the Creator. We are always in the Creator's influence, and thus there is a double purpose, a double influence. On the one hand, it's pleasure. Either it is perceived by us as delight or as suffering negatively, but the Creator is inside that pleasure. So, regardless of what state we may find ourselves in, the best or the worst, when we detach ourselves from pleasure and would like to feel himself within that desire, if we restrict the pleasure, then we will start feeling him. So this is the subsequent development of the desire. So let's explain it once again. The desire comes from the Creator. It consists of his delight, called light, and inside it there is the sensation of the Creator, he by himself. We receive both feelings at the same time. If we can abstract ourselves from this pleasure, then we begin to attain the inner meaning, essence of the Creator, his intention, himself. In order to invoke this contact with himself, within the light, the Creator generated by manifesting within the stage of Chokhmah. Here he activates this feeling by himself, and this way the third stage appears. When the Creator is felt, and as a consequence, there is a desire to become similar to him. So if we feel his external influence, then we just want to receive pleasure. However, if we feel his innermost influence, then we would like to bestow, or let's write, to receive and to give. And these two properties in us are imprinted in the kli, and the desire created by the Creator, and everything that is formed in the desire remains forever. It's like a mold, it's like an imprint. And then the subsequent development of the desire is their combination. As these two desires came one within the other from the Creator, now one is manifested in Chokhmah and the other in Bina. Now they are combined within the Kli, and they are perceived in stage 3 called Zerampin. And then the reaction of the Kli follows. These are the stages of adaptation, of the development of the Kli itself. But now, at this point, the fourth stage emerges when the delight is manifested in the creation, and the bestowal of the Creator became obvious, and their combination now the clay begins to receive the general common influence of the Creator. Here it passes from Zerampin to Malchut, and Malchut perceives this pleasure. How does it perceive it? Pleasure came from Keter to Chokhmah, and it was felt as external pleasure, the pleasure itself, and then in Bina it was perceived as the Creator's influence. The same happens here. First, the pleasure is felt, Malchut is filled. Malchut contains the same four stages. Malchut is filled with the light, and then within that light, it discovers the properties of the Creator. And here, the personal, individual feeling of Malchut appears. It realizes what it is in itself, because it has an independent desire here, and how does it react independently? The previous stages, Chokhmah, Binah, and Zerampin, were the stages of development, of formation of the Kli, when the light was primary and the effect, it generated the desire to receive, bestow, then again to receive, and Malchut is the desire to receive pleasure, which begins to feel the result of this influence, and this result is perceived in Malchut as a feeling of shame. It compares itself as receiving the light of the Creator and feels its inner quality of bestowal, and it feels this contradiction of its nature against his nature, its reception against his property of bestowal, and this tremendous difference that Malchut feels generates the Tzimtzum Aleph, the first restriction of the desire. Malchut restricts itself, wishing to receive nothing. So great is its feeling of insignificance that it compels it to restrict itself. It remains empty. It remains empty, but within it, it contains all its levels that the light created within it. The light itself disappeared. So the feeling of pleasure and the sensation of the Creator disappear here. The sensation of the Creator returns to Malchut only when it decides to do something. It cannot remain empty. In this case, it does not fulfill the property of bestowal, and it does not fulfill the property of reception, so it needs to do something, and it decides that if it receives for the sake of the Creator, because he wants to bestow on it, then by this I will bestow upon him, and my reception will be equivalent to bestowal. So my nature is not an obstacle in my similarity to the Creator. It's not Malchut's problem to be distant from the Creator. With the help of my nature, if I have this great, tremendous desire, and if I can use it correctly, because against Malchut's desire, there's the desire of the Creator to bestow. So if Malchut uses its own desire by receiving the Creator's delight because he wants to bestow, then by this, Malchut will fill his desire, not its own. So, allegedly, Malchut raises its own kli to the level of the Creator and fills him and not itself. So Malchut exists in order to fill the Creator, because he exists only for one purpose, to fill Malchut. And in that, they become absolutely equal. So the method is called Kabbalah, reception, because the correct reception of the Creator's filling, the Creator's influence, by doing so, we can fill him and thus rise to his level. And then Malchut begins to act. We know that various particular Parzufim emerge. Parzufim is when Malchut partially receives the light and partially doesn't. And in this way it graduates its portions of reception. And we may ask, why does it do it? We had a special drawing which described this situation. We have said that the Creator wants to bring the creation to such a state that the central point of Malchut, just this point which feels itself as the last fourth stage and not the previous stages that are created by the Creator. So this last stage should become similar to Keter, to the Creator. Therefore, whatever exists here before the formation of Malchut, the so-called nine first sefirot, they are the environment in which Malchut exists. And in order to become similar to the Creator's influence, to Keter, it has to transform itself, not just itself, but this environment, to transform this surrounding environment in order to make it itself similar to Keter. How can it be done? We said that at the beginning, in order to correct Malchut, how can it do it? It can do that only if it acquires the property of Bina in its own turn. Malchut has to rise to Bina by way of Zerampin, join with Bina, and here in the complete combination with Bina, it can reach Keter through Chokhmah. How can Malchut in general can rise from its position? The problem is that the desire that Malchut has, the sensation of the Creator and his pleasure, yeah, this is the inner Creator's influence. So the feeling of pleasure and the sensation of bestowal are absolutely different sensations which generate a a contradiction within Malchut. This is the property of Malchut, reception, and the property of Bina is bestowal. In order to correct the properties of Malchut, they should somehow be connected, combined, included one into the other. This is the principal task of the creation. How can it prepare itself for the beginning of correction? And this is done with the help of these consecutive actions. The first of which is Tzimtzum Aleph, the first restriction. Malchut restricts itself in the world of infinity. Rav is writing the world of infinity, Tzimtzum Aleph. And then Malchut graduates itself. There are four stages in it. Together with Keter, there are five. So Malchut divides itself. Depending on what screen it has, to what extent it will be similar to the light, to the property of bestowal, to that extent it will receive. And it creates five partsufim. What does it mean, it creates five partsufim? It divides itself into 0, 1, 2, 3, 4 stages. And it says the following: if I have a screen for all of my desires, I'll receive the light of Yehida. Yeah, if I will have a screen only for the four types of desires, then the light of Chaya. If less than that, then the light of Neshama, then the light of Ruach, and finally the light of Nefesh. Here we receive the combination of lights. Naranchai, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida, five lights corresponding the five levels, degrees of the screen's magnitude. That is, by this, Malchut put the Creator on top of itself and between it and the Creator there are five filters, and depending on the type of the screen it has, it receives a certain light. Either it is Nefesh, or Ruach, or Neshama, Chaya, or Yechida. So it protected itself from the light depending on the intensity of its screen. And everything takes place in the world of Adam Kadmon. The entire world of Adam Kadmon is designed in this way. There exist five levels, Galgalta, Apsag, Ma, and Bon, which have the desire of 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0, and in accordance with the screen. And in accordance with that, they are filled with the lights Nefesh Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, and Yehida. These partsufim do not refer to the creation itself, not yet. They are like filters that protect the creation from the light of infinity, and it passes through all of them, through all of these partsufim. These partsufim just filter the light depending on the future creation, depending on what screens the creation has, and as a result the creation will receive the upper light. The light of Adam Kadmon, so Malchut adapts itself to the upper lights. And what happens next? We need to deal with the combination of the properties of malchut and properties of bina, and this is achieved in the world of Nikudim. That is, from the partsuf called sag, which symbolizes bina, the light, the property of bina descends, and it gets mixed with the properties of malchut. By mingling, mixing together, they actually cannot mix. They divide the partsuf of bina into two parts, where the upper part constitutes the properties of bina, whereas the lower part constitutes the properties of malchut. They cannot be mixed yet, but the task is to do exactly that, to mix them so that every particle of malchut can be corrected with the help of the corresponding particle of bina. Am I speaking too fast? You catching up with me? It seems so. Partsuf nekudot desag, the dots of the sag, it descended and mixed with the properties of malchut, and it led to tzimtzum, another tzimtzum, which is called tzimtzum bet, the second restriction. The tzimtzum aleph, the first restriction, malchut made in itself because it was reluctant to receive the light, because in that case it was opposite to the Creator. Then Malchut graduated itself depending on its screen with regard to the upper light, and now it protected itself from this reception. It does not allow the light to spread inside itself. It understands what it means. Now another kind of restriction occurs. The restriction happens in Bina, not in Malchut, when the properties of Malchut enter the Pertsuv Sag. They came from the lower part of Galgalta, the Galgalta. And the Pertsuv of Bina was restricted. So Bina, that initially consists, we have learned that before, Bina consists of two parts, the upper part and the lower part. The upper part is called Gar, Gimel Rishonot, and the lower part is called Zat, Zayin Tachtonot. Gar is Bina itself, whereas Zat is already the receiving part, the future Malchut. It's the prototype of Malchut. So this lower part of Bina is created in it in order to begin receiving the light. So now, at this point, this part acquires the properties of Malchut, and Bina is restricted. Where it is saturated with the property of Malchut, it understands that it cannot receive the light in that part. And the rise of Malchut to the level of the middle of Bina, so that the vessels of bestowal would be separated from the vessels of reception, is called Tzimtzum Bet, or the second restriction. And the new line of Siyum, the new boundary, the new limit of the spreading light, now stands here, and the light cannot descend lower, because otherwise the rules, the law of the Tzimtzum Bet will be violated. This new boundary is called Parsa, a horseshoe. Now we receive a new element of the creation, where Malchut and Bina are in one and the same partsuf, but they are separated yet. Now we have to mix them. If we mix them, we'll be able to correct Malchut with the help of Bina. And this is achieved by breaking by breaking. I have many drawings here. And the world of Nicodim. By breaking the world of Nicodim. I will show the sketches, although many people will find them too difficult to understand, but we need to catch the main principle of the creation in order to understand the details in our daily lessons, in order to attract the light, the surrounding light. But the global, the general understanding of why each and every element or action, these blocks in the creation exist, is necessary for the person to see that it is actually this way, that in our world there are certain consequences, certain effects, and he may receive the basis in which he can gradually build himself spiritually. So the Pratsuf Nekudot Nisag, then the rise of Malchut Bina, and then the state of Katnut is born in the world of Nikudim. Katnut is the Pratsuf which agrees to act only with the properties of Bina, and the properties of Malchut are not taken into consideration completely. And afterwards, this Pratsuf begins to believe. We explain it this way, but take my word. It begins to believe that its head, Rosh, that it can receive for the sake of bestowal. You remember that drawing here is the Creator, and here am I. If I receive for the sake of bestowing to the Creator, it's equal to the action of bestowal, and I raise my clay here, and here only my point in the heart remains. So this Pratsuf starts to believe, it tangibly feels that if now it accepts, receives the upper light, it will be equal to bestowal upon the Creator. It is absolutely sure that it is able to do it. It tries to do it. And fails. As a result, the screen gets broken. So the properties of Malchut down here and the properties of Bina up here remain as their properties. But the screen is now broken. Hence, now we have the broken vessels. The vessels of Malchut, the vessels of Bina, Bina which is included in Malchut, and Malchut which is included in Bina. The four types, four variants of the combination of Kilim. From what we had before, we had Bina and Malchut, and as a result of the breaking, we receive these four types. Actually, it happens later, so the entire Bina is now mixed with Malchut. Now, at this point, the correction starts.
The correction starts from the making of the system of different corrections, because there is no system at this stage. From the side of Creator, only light comes in, and in this, inside of this light, there is pleasure, and inside, feeling of Creator himself. So light himself builds in us Malchut, and the feeling of Creator builds Bina, and nothing else. And later we appointing the gradiating the five level of screen in the world of Adam Kadmon till Tabur. And after this, down there, we have mixed Kilim, Malchut and Bina. The question is, how can interact with this light and with this governing which comes from the world of Адам Кадмон, which basically calculated for the Нивра down there where the screen is supposed to be. And the Нивра depends on the size of the screen, whether it's small or large. It depends on that is amount of light which comes from above, more or less. Therefore, here the world of Адам Кадмон created specifically for the already ready creation, for the already clean. But here we need to build a new block, the world of Адам Кадмон. It's called the world of Ацилут. And this world designed to become a buffer between the uncorrected creation, which basically been broken, and the world of Адам Кадмон. In order to correct, in order to actually this block called Ацилут, know, govern, and support Келим, Малхут, and Бина with a screen to direct them and govern them through all the different stages of correction which it needs to go through. And in order with a gradual building of screen, they will receive the light from Адам Кадмон, which gradually fills them. This role, this play, I'm just translating from Hebrew to Russian inside of my head, so therefore I'm sometimes having... So this role performed by the world of Ацилут, it's a buffer between upper and lower worlds, and this is how the world of Ацилут is structured. The world of Ацилут, as we say, it's the most important world to us. Why? Because this world governs, corrects us. Whatever happened to us basically comes from the world of Ацилут. Before we start to study the world of Ацилут, I would like to ask some, ask you, do you have any questions? Do you have any material before the world of Ацилут? Anything, whatever, unresolved? Please give me your questions. Correct question. Can we find in our world consequences of 10 sefirot? Difficult, very difficult. If we divide anything on 10, and or whatever it consists from 10, we can say that this is a consequence of 10 sefirot. But in generally, those 10 sefirot, when they come to this world, they will divide to many, many different stages, sub-stages. They will divide on 248, 365, 125, on 3, on 7, and so on. So all kind of presentation of this division in this world, which is sub-stages, and then in this world they lead to appearance of all kind of part of creation. For example, the time divided on 60 parts, as we know. We divide on everything on 10 or 5 parts, because we are built this way. For example, the week divided on 7 days and 1 day Shabbat, the month divided according to the moon calendar. So everything is divided. All this kind of division is actually come from the world of Ацилут. Зарампин and Малхут of the world of Ацилут. So the contradiction of Малхут and and the Зарампин of all the Ацилут basically brings all the division which manifesting itself in the branches of this world on the Ацилут, dressing in this world. And 10 Сфирот, so-called Этер Сфирот Микуриот, 10 Сфирот, which is most important basis Сфирот, they are exist in the world of Адам Кадмон. And then they don't exist in this world, because from the world of Ацилут and further they actually divided on three lines. It divides on different parts of Парцух, Хагат Неи. So 10 Сфирот in this world, in direct light, do not comes to this world, and in this world nothing divides in 10, which according to the world of Ацилут. So it all comes from the world of the zone, from the world of Ацилут. The second question is, Malchut. What does it mean, Malchut, to decide to do something by itself? Malchut, okay, the question is very interesting. We need to clarify this question. Malchut doesn't do any conclusions. It doesn't decide anything by itself. I would say here everything would happen from above, and down to this world, from the world of Atzilut, through the world of Briya, Atziyah, the birth of Adam, the breaking of the world of Adam, and his descent into this world. Everything would happen to us in this world during these thousands of years, during all this reincarnation in this world, until the moment we experience the Nikuda Shebelev, the dot in the heart, and we start to strive personally to clinch the Creator, to correct ourselves, even though it's still unclear, maybe our subconscious. Until that moment, we are completely, totally under governing from above. So we automatically connect Kli and Light. We unite. So all the actions which we study now, all these corrections in the four direct stages of the Light, for example, four stages of Light, then the world of Infinity, then the world of Adam Kadmon, then the world of Nikudim, where all the Shira happen. Then the world of Atzilut, Briya, Yetzira, Asiya, and our world. And at the same time, parallel to this, Adam Kadmon born. And breaking of Adam Kadmon, Shfira of Adam Kadmon, and then it comes to this world, and inside of this world is actually all the parts of our soul exist, private souls of Adam Kadmon, of Adam. And until this moment, thousands and thousands of reincarnation, we come to the stage inside of the heart, we're experiencing the dot in the heart. And man giving a chance independently move towards Creator, to progress. Till that moment, everything, whatever happened, is happened completely mechanically, automatically. Light build the Kli, go inside in Kli, brings the quality of bestowal or receiving, everything mixed, then Malchut comes out of it, and Malchut automatically makes Tzimtzum Aleph on itself, and automatically React makes the screen, and it's all happened automatically without any interference. So everything comes from this double degree action on Creator upon creation, and that's how it's felt. So and from this comes Malchut, and from feeling of Creator comes Bina, or screen, later on. And only later, between the interaction between them, all this chain comes out until this moment where dot and heart appear. Now, where the worlds are coming from? Where the Adam coming from? So listen, we'll talk about later a bit detail, but here we go. The world, they born from, as we said before, Malchut was there, nine spheres before it. They were, drawing them as a circle, and most important things, we must correct Malchut, because Malchut feels as a creation. So in order to correct Malchut, we need to make, first of all, block of something which is going to correct it. So this block, this part, is called the world of Briya, Asiya, Yetzira. So this ninth spirit, which is in correct way and gradiated in order to, in relation to Malchut, understand and correct Malchut, they call the worlds, and they express the quality of the worlds. And what's the difference of this world and ninth spirit? And the difference is Malchut, when it arises to Bina, graduating Bina in relation to its own uncorrected quality. So it means that I kind of say to Bina, listen, can you give me $10? And I'm not going to take it. But don't put 20 bucks in front of me because I will steal it. And so on. And later on I can say, well, look, you know, okay, give me 20 bucks. I can receive it for Creator, but don't put 30 yet. So it means this wall called Abiya, they created in such a way they include in themselves all impurity, all insufficiency of Malchut. That's why they understand and they adapt completely to it, as mother knows its child. And that's why the mother feels all the needs of the child, all kind of weaknesses of him. And that's why she knows what the child needs, because he exists inside of her. Therefore, Malchut includes itself in Bina in such a way, in a lower part of Bina, as we said before, in the world of Nikudim, in Tzimtzum Bet, in stage of Tzimtzum Bet, as we said before, where the elevation of Malchut of Bina happened. Malchut elevated to Bina over here and took the place of Bina, and because of that, thanks to that, Bina now finally gradated itself according to Malchut, which been elevated. The same is in the world of Adam Kadmon, as we said before. The world of Adam Kadmon gradated according to the level of a screen. The light gradated until accordingly to the level of screen. So therefore, in this world, the gradation it's happened according to the world of to the quality of Malchut, according to the world of dark Malchut, and the world of Abdiya comes out. And later on, the creation comes out. What it means, it's been created. Creation is actually, it's Malchut of the world of infinity, but without quality of Bina inside of it. Therefore, it could not simply be corrected. Therefore, Parsuf need to be created. It's called Adam. And this Parsuf also consists from two parts. The upper part called Bina and Malchut is down part. And then it breaks, descends into this world. Every part of this Parsuf consists from Bina and Malchut together. And inside of ourselves, then in Malchut, so-called heart, and the Bina is a dot in the heart. And now, while we're still under the world of Abiya, we can learn how to correctly interact. They understand us. So we now understand how much we can correct of ourselves, how much we can ascend, and how much they can influence us. And therefore, we have some kind of relationship, some kind of understanding, comprehension, what sort of action we can do. So we build our relationship between Bina plus Bina inside of ourselves and Malchut and Bina in the world of Atzilut. And under the world of Atzilut is also the world of Briya, Yetzirah, and Asiya. And then, in reality, only then he can be corrected and start to ascend step by step. What does it mean to elevate? He will correct Malchut with the help of Bina. And that is the principle of the whole talk of mine. And if I will continue further, of course, we need to explain a little bit more of this structure of correction. And then we'll talk about the structure of the soul. And then further, we will learn about correlation of different kind of correlation between the system of correction. Besides that, we also will look into the world of Atzilut and how the world of Atzilut built our world. The world which is around us, there is environment around us, there's nine spheres around us. That is interesting to know how our world builds, how to interact with this world, and how to elevate ourselves through this world. Because when the man is actually elevating through this world, he elevates with himself whatever comes from below. And we will all discuss these details after this short picture which we just draw. Question. Well, very good question. Where is the guarantee if we will be elevating ourselves from below above? When we correct it at some stage, it means that we diverting potential from negative to positive, where's the guarantee then we again will be broken and come to the world which is on the bottom of the line? The guarantee is that when from above down until this point where the dot and hut appear, everything happened automatically under the influence of Creator and the influence of light on Kli. But from this moment and further, everything happened from our own effort. So until we have a precise, correct direction, what we're going to do with it, there is nothing will be corrected. What does it mean? From this moment and on, completely different relationships appear. I need to have a desire, first of all, and this desire will be born inside of me, and it comes from the complete concealment from the state where I do not feel Creator at all. I do not have any pleasure, so I have to develop the screen which is above my nature. I need to have absolute necessity for that stage, and only then I will be receiving light from above, which build actually a screen for me, and only then next stage with this screen, in the measure of this, in the size of the screen, which will be built on a Malchut possessing already quality of Bina, not only on Bina, which is separated in Malchut, and thought that can receive from Malchut something, didn't feel Malchut before in the past stage in the world of Nikodim. And Adam Rishon, when it was broken, he didn't feel what kind of desire he had. He thought with the one head, but was given into other plate, because Bina was completely separated from Malchut with Parsa. In my head, of course, I thought I wanted really, but I wasn't taking in consideration my egoistic desire, because they were under Tzimtzum. They were under Parsa, I didn't feel them. And now, on contrary, all the egoistic desire firstly aroused in me, and I actually deeply in them, and only from them finally I can receive something. So Malchut first, and then Bina, not on contrary Bina and then Malchut. Therefore, it's a complete guarantee if I will make it from this stage and attract the light which corrects me, and I'm capable of draw that light to me, then I guarantee that there is not going to be Shvira, no. Is it possible to avoid breaking Kilim in the world of Nikodim? What are you talking about? If the world of Nikodim wouldn't exist, the Malchut wouldn't mix with the Bina in the first nine Sfirot. What do you mean every time it happened? No. All the desires of the Malchut of the world of infinity in the first Sfirot, they were broken, and from them the world of Abiyah came out. What are you talking about? It only happened once. And only then Malchut by itself of the world of infinity connected to Bina and built the parts of called Adam. Means that, well, on what we are making Tzimtzum? On lights, on desires? Tzimtzum we make on our reception of pleasure. What is it? Okay, let's just define. What is it? When we study Taz or any other book, or if not even book, articles, or anything, whatever we learn, we absolutely, importantly, we need to write down all kind of definition. What are we talking about? Kli, or Masach, Aviyut, and then we must find precise definition of those terms. We need to really put it inside of our head. It's not what it seems to me, but only what is clearly defined by Kabbalists, and only then I can precisely imagine or see what the spiritual world is, and I'm not going to be drawn into obscurity. What is Parsa? Parsa is a division between Kilim de Ashpa and Kilim de Kabbalah in Parsuf. In our world, in Parsa called something which is divided, the line which splits the hoof, in the, for example, cow. The hoof split on two parts. Not hoof. Yeah, that's why it's called kosher animal, because left line separated from the light one with the parsa. It's a feature of the kosher animal. That's why we basically divide food in our world in kosher and unkosher. Something with, and it's basically based on the principle of Simson Bet. It means that all the laws of kashrut is based on the Simson Bet. All the laws which whatever man eats is based on the Simson Bet of the right utilization of Simson Bet. So therefore parsa is the line or imagined line or whatever which separates Kilim de Kabbalah from the Kilim de Ashpar. Automatic question. How Tzimtzum blends with the principle that there is forbidden to suffer? Very beautifully. The thing is that Tzimtzum, it's not when I hold myself by the throat and suffocate myself and force myself into suffering. It's not Tzimtzum. Tzimtzum, it's when I so greatly elevate the greatness of Creator inside of myself, what I do for spirituality, that myself, I voluntarily do not want to use any other pleasures. I prefer spiritual elevation to any earthly pleasures. And it's not necessarily, I can, it's not Tzimtzum anyway. It's a Tzimtzum based on, not built on, I understand you're talking about earthly pleasures. Earthly pleasures, there is no Tzimtzum on earthly pleasures. It's Tzimtzum on creator pleasures. You have to understand me correctly. What I'm talking about, the man is interact with creator. Creator in me, that's the interaction. And the moment I exit on some kind of comprehension of pleasure from Creator, from the point of the heart, for example, I must behave myself in such a way that this dot on the heart must be connected to the Creator all the time.
Tzimtzum
only we make on a desire, on a klipot. The impure forces only comes from in relation to Creator. If I want to use Creator for myself, for my sake, or on the contrary, I wanted to use my relationship for Him. And that's where Tzimtzum, only in that feeling of Creator, we're talking about the Tzimtzum Aleph and Tzimtzum Bet is born, it's green. It's all related and tuned specifically on Creator. Everything, whatever in this world, earthly things, have nothing to do with that. Therefore, all the restrictions, fasts, and all kind of things which come from religion, it's all religious things, it's all rituals, it's nothing to do with Kabbalah. Kabbalah only talks about find your contact with Creator, connect to Him, and this is what will correct you, and if you, in one way or another, will restrict yourself mechanically, nothing going to help. It's useless.
No,
I'm not going to talk about Olama Nikudim anymore. We're not going to get there yet. Why, if Creator exists in desire, always we, as a Nivra, as a creation, we do not feel Creator in this world. Of course, if we would feel it, our feeling will be much easier. If we would feel Creator in our world, then we would have egoistically, naturally calculate. There is much more profitable to be in relationship with Creator than, well, I don't know even how to call it with the right word, what we have in our world. We would have naturally, we would naturally don't want to have anything to do with this world. We would, of course, choose Creator. And what result we would have would be Klipa, pure Klipa. I wanted to one Creator and only Creator, and only for myself, and wouldn't think about anything else. And with this kind of passionate desire for the Creator, I wouldn't even be able to correct. That's why Creator is concealed. If a man chooses to move slowly, does it mean that he has given a small desire, and somebody else who really move fast? Doesn't matter what kind of desire anybody has. What is important is how much he uses his desire and circumstances in which he exists for the progress. Don't calculate your program on the base of your comrades. You could not simply understand it. It's absolutely useless. Don't do it. Envy, and that's the most probably important thing. This is the strongest force which is available at the moment for us. It will take you. Black envy. This is what you need to get at this stage.
Man.
Man, what is it? It's something what we can feel, we build relationship upon. Man is desire to be corrected, to be like Creator. This is what man is. It's nothing else.
Man
is elevation of mem, nun.
Мен
нуквин. Мей, it means my, water. And нуквин is нуква. The female water.
Что это значит?
What does it mean?
Это когда
it means that
в вине ощущается желание Малхут.
We feel the desires of Malchut.
Это значит, а когда они ощущают,
and when
когда
do we feel them? When Malchut desired to be like Bina. So man is only desire to be corrected. No other desires which you might feel above the humanity call different name of Creator thousands of years and receive nothing because it's not man. Creator hear only one thing, the true desire to be corrected.
Что такое корень души?
What is the root of a soul?
Корень души –
the root of a soul is our point, our dot in Adam. Look here. In
Parzuf
Adam, there is dot of Bina and dot of
Malchut.
And they are divided and they're mixed. And as a result, 600,000 souls that came out as we came, but in reality it's billions of souls.
И в каждой из них состоит в свою очередь тоже из бины и малхута.
And it turns also it's they all connected from bina and malchut.
Мы здесь внутри состоим.
So we're here inside, connected from heart and dot in the heart. What is the root of my soul? The root of my soul is the level in Adam,
до которого я должен подняться.
Till I need to be elevated.
Допустим, я нахожусь здесь.
Let's say I'm here.
Это корень моей души.
And that is the root of my soul.
Почему он считает
why it's called in Bina and not in Malchut? Because it has been corrected, because it was only pure Bina. But now he is already get heavy from Malchut with so-called Leva Evan, the heart of a rock. And I must do something in order to be elevated with this Leva Evan to the Bina, and then I wouldn't have only dot, but I will have the whole parts of Adam. But I will come from my inside eye, from these dots in Malchut. Here we go. And that particular level is called the root of a soul.
You
said that when I realize that the thought. It seems like everybody afraid to suppress desires. You would not be able. It's not Tsimsum to suppress your desires. Tsimsum is when I feel Creator, I feel His quality against my egoistic quality. When I feel His desires against my desires, and this causes only suppression of my of myself, and that's only then when I feel myself constricted in my egoistic desires, as a result of comprehension of Creator, as a result of feeling of Creator. It's been written in Shamati in an article, in one of the first articles of Shamati. What is it named in Russian? In a second, I just in Hebrew, I'll just tell you in a second. There is none else besides give me Shamati, I'll tell you what it is. If in order to come to spiritual, I must constrict myself, what are we talking about? Okay, we're not going to answer this question. All right, let me just check which article.
It's the reason of the heaviness, the difficulty of work for the sake of the Creator, the fourth article. So what's the reason of this heaviness, this difficulty of the work for the sake of the Creator? So in this article, it is written that our problem in the advancement, that we do not feel the Creator, and if the person could feel the Creator, he would react to it adequately. There are too many particular questions. My friends, we are not going to discuss that. What is the correct request about the correction? The request to be merged with your friends in the group. In this, you can test yourself whether your request is true or is just camouflaged request to receive pleasure. If it goes through the group and you want to be corrected in order to bestow delight on them, then it is called correction and you will receive your answer. What is the bald scalp in our world? This morning we studied what hair means. The hair is the feeling of suffering with regard to the correction. And the white part around a hair symbolizes the white color of bina. And hair is black, it's malchut, which grows. So whoever is bald is probably completely in the properties of bina. Well, it's unreadable. The wrong Hebrew, I cannot understand. Can black envy harm the one who we envy? Well, it is called an evil eye. Psychologically, we influence other people, and our desires can harm or benefit other people. It's the it's already psychology. Kabbalah speaks about the spiritual advancement. We are all directed to the Creator and the relationship between people, whether they feel good or bad, and all these they're all inside the animal desires or in the social desires. The animal desires are for food, sex, home, family, whatever our body desires, and the social desires that appear under the influence of the surrounding society for money, for fame, power, recognition, and knowledge. All of this in our world, go to a psychologist, to a psychiatrist maybe, to all kinds of healers. Kabbalah does not deal with this. Kabbalists never created a comfortable society here on this planet.
самое главное требование.
It all is doomed to fail because the aspiration for the Creator is not taken into account. So when the person aspires to discover the Creator, as a consequence of his aspiration, his relations with the society get in order. Can a woman receive her spirituality by way of with the help of her husband? Well, that's a problem. We will speak about it, I promise you. There are people who need to know. There are beginners here. If we act without the intention, is there any benefit from it, like religious people perform mechanical actions without any intention? Yes, if we perform all kinds of actions in our group, even without the intention, well, sometimes I forget that I need to be corrected. I go to the kitchen and do everything necessary. It doesn't matter. Anyway, I do everything and I devote myself to it, even if I forgot about the intention, about the purpose today, I will remember about it tomorrow. If not, then my friends remember about it. And since we are interconnected and included in each other, so it brings its benefit. So without, regardless of your intention, whether you're ready or not ready, there is a schedule and there is a there are rules and laws. You have to be present at the lesson. At 6 o'clock you leave for work, then you go back to the center. That's the way we work, in order to create something, prepare something, publish books, produce video, audio materials, put materials on the site. Everything is done in order to be involved in this group work and the circulation of Kabbalah, whether we want it or not, we do it. Only in this case the person can advance. The states are changing constantly. As soon as you get a hold of the greatness of the goal, and you start breathing some worm starting eating you from within, and the question arises, do I really need it, and I cannot get rid of it? That's your inner serpent, so to speak, which sits inside you, this primordial serpent that tempts you. It tempts Malchut, which is in you, Chava, Eve, the part of Malchut, which is in Adam. And of course, it's difficult to get rid of it. And the person begins to argue with this serpent. You will not defeat this serpent, because that's what you are. The rest of what is in you is Bina, but it's not yours. The serpent is you. You cannot strangulate it, kill it, destroy it. You can correct it only with the help of the upper light. So stop dealing, messing around with this serpent, whatever problems you may have with yourself and with the group and with the Creator, you eat yourself, you hate yourself, it does not matter. Do not remain in this. Put it aside. Start working for the groups. Think about the upper world, not about it. You are where your thoughts are. So get out of the state, then you will attract the upper light, and it will start correcting you. Only this way. By no means do not associate yourself with this serpent. It's called klipa. This is impure force which controls you, dominates over you. These are your egoistical desires. Put it aside.
Нельзя трогать желание, я имею в виду. Нельзя трогать желание, то есть сделать цимцум на те желания, которые в данный момент позволяют тебе заниматься.
Restrict the desires that prevent you from studying. circulating Kabbalah, put them aside. That's what I meant.
No,
I want to lie on the sofa, drink a can of beer, and watch TV instead of going to the group and do what I must do. Did I say that you have to remain on the sofa? That's how you interpreted my answer. If passion for gambling or women prevents us from the connection with the Creator, from study, and we have no strength to cope with this problem, are there any means to free oneself from this dependence? It's a very good question, I understand. It's very well. My teacher once told me there's not a single state in the world, the basest, the lowest, the ugliest that I haven't gone through. I looked at him and I was thinking to myself, come on, don't pull my legs, you're the son of Bar Salam. He brought you a bride at the age of 18. Bar Salam and his wife brought his bride to him, and that was the first time when he saw her. And said, tomorrow you're going to to get married. Well, but she wants to look at you once. So walk in the street at a certain time, and she will peep out the window and see your face. And he took his friend, a tall guy, and my teacher was a very small, stout man. And she imagined that his friend is going to be her fiancé, and only under the hoopah she found out that she was wrong. They lived for 60 years together, maybe more. Why am I saying all this? Because I kept wondering, how could this person have gone through all these states and the desires, and he understands them as if he experienced all that? So it doesn't matter how you behave. Every one of you, each and every one of you, will go through all the states. You may perceive them as negative or positive through all the egoistical desires. So you're speaking about gambling or women. Well, everything will come your way. What should we do with it? Don't do anything with it. I say it to everyone. And it was at the time when I was his student. This woman is looking for someone. Or is it not a woman? If you are a woman, go to your place, please. So we cannot cope with these desires, and there is no—it's not necessary. The upper light should impart to you the greatness of the Creator. So if you participate in gambling or in other vices, you will gradually put it this way, that even some connection with them will be productive for you. I'm saying it again, don't run away from them. Don't put a screen on them. Please, make the Creator great in your eyes, so that He will be before you all the time. And even when you have these passions, these inclinations, He should not disappear from your sight. If you're able to do that, then you're on the right track. The person aspires to the Creator even without feeling the spiritual pleasure. This aspiration is egoistical. There's none other. Is it Klipa? No, it's not. If you aspire to the Creator and you will wish to feel His greatness, then within this egoistical aspiration, you will have the altruistic aspiration. You will have lishma and lo lishma. combined. Bina and Malchut inside of you will speak in your heart. From Lolishma we come to Lishma, from egoism we come to altruism. 99% I devote everything to myself, do everything for my own sake, but 1% is for the Creator. If there is a combination like that in me, that I am on the right way, and the Baal Salam writes about it in one of his letters on page 70 in the book of Pri Chacham. Page 70, as I said. All of us who have gathered here, we all aspire for the Creator. And we train ourselves on the dummy. Because the Creator is concealed. We want to be like altruists. And if with God's help we'll succeed, will it not be the final and ultimate victory of our egoism? No, it will not. I promise you. Why? Why not? As a result of all your actions, attempts, you will not receive the victory of egoism. Neither of egoism nor of altruism, you will see that from what you the altruistic understanding, comprehension of the power of the property of bestowal, that you will start feeling. From this state you will control yourself and evaluate yourself. So these two properties of Bina and Malchut will be formed in you, and they will be opposed to one another. That's what I would desire as a result of this Congress. So that Malchut and Bina will be formed to a sufficient extent and take root in you, so that you will be able to look at your Malchut from Bina while associating yourself with Bina. And naturally you will be progressing, advancing correctly. We will not be able to cross the barrier until we evaluate Bina and Malchut and their combination. It can come very fast, but not before we do that. There cannot be any victory of egoism, because at the moment you're doing everything in order to become similar to some properties of bestowal. The rest will come. Can a person who studies Kabbalah influence the development of the point in the heart in his relatives and his family? If it is so, please teach us how to do that. Why should you do that? What for? I have thousands of women who asked me, what should I do that my children would study Kabbalah? And I told them, it's none of your business. You should not compel your children. Well, you can dream about it, of course, but do not impose it on them. Do not force them. And if this person doesn't have a point in their heart, put them in a special environment, create a group for the kids, organize special games for them, so that they would do everything that we do. Give them your example. Tag them with you. Let your children sit beside you. I make my children bring their children with them and keep them beside them. It's the best method of education. Following the example of the adult. A child is looking at an adult and follows his example. He copies his actions because the adult person is great in his eyes. That's why he wants to copy his actions. But when these actions are imposed, he sees that the adult is not do it by himself. So the child disagrees to do that. Only by our own example we can educate our children. That's what they want. Only this will enter them and take root in them. So without enforcement, without any persuasion, don't compel them to sit down and study. You should involve them into this. And whatever comes out of it, that will be the result. It's none of your business. Look at small children, how they learn and grow. You can tell them thousands of times, and it will not enter their brain, because nature is designed in such a way that they only copy the actions of the adults. I'm not a psychologist, but believe me, trust me, that's the way it is. If I have a desire to, what is this? What is the chain of my thoughts, as in the example of the glass of water?
Не знаю.
I don't know.
Попытайтесь любыми путями
try
действовать так, чтобы Творец
by all means to act in such a way that the Creator will be before your eyes all the time, so that you will not be diminished.
В тот момент, когда эта мысль первой пришла, впервые появилась у вас об азартных играх, допустим.
And will not disappear from your sight. The Creator should remain within you all the time. If you are able to that, you can continue your games. If you are unable to do that, if you have a choice between the Creator and gambling, so you have to decide
may
the Creator greater in your eyes, so that you it will not be painful for you to leave that.
It's
the pleasure of being in contact with the Creator will overweigh the, your gambling. It refers to women and alcohol and other things. I'm not saying that you should suppress them. There are all kinds of pleasures for food, desires for food, for sex. Without them, we cannot function normally as biological creatures in this world. So we are not speaking about Tsum here. In any case, there's one recipe for all cases. The Creator should remain with you all the time. The rest is immaterial. And it doesn't matter if you gamble and lose, try to do it, but He should be with you. A minute without Him, a minute with Him.
You know, in our group, we have a guy who do not communicate with anybody, do not participate with in any group activities, do not talk to anybody, quiet and left on during the lesson. We understand that something wrong with this guy, but we don't know what to do with it. And it's kind of like half a year. What should we do? You should understand that in general, bring your adolescent according to his nature. Don't force anybody. Sometimes half a year, somebody sits there and don't know where he is, but he can't leave and he can't make any progress to get closer. You know yourself that it happened to all of us, and at the beginning it happened to everybody, period of absorption. Under no circumstances don't apply any pressure. Leave him alone. Time will come, and he will make a shift there or here. But there is a period when he passively accumulates certain potential. If you want to stay inside, give him an opportunity. My personal relation, quite welcome and passively. There are people who on the surface do not do much, but if they
ними как бы противопоставлять себя.
If they don't oppose the group,
it's okay.
So it means that sometimes you can offer a person to move in external group because the internal group is not what he's looking for, according to the tachanon of a group, but it's not sufficient just to kick somebody out. And for example, if it's the only group in this area, not in Israel, for example, there's a tenth of this group, but if it's the only group, you have to give as much as possible opportunity to anybody who likes, and in any kind of condition. So, but you, on the base of your internal group, definitely must kind of also attract some people who wants to be inside of the group, who prepare to conduct themselves according to your laws, tachanon, etc. Just now you said that we have to bring somebody up only according to its own example. For example, when in family, one of the partners think that another one absolutely crazy. If I'm talking about a woman, it's a big problem here. Naturally, sometimes in this case, between men and women, it's a lot of problem, and it can be even come to divorce. But my attitude is actually to save the family as much as possible. But if after all the possible way of trying to settle with this woman or man and continue to study Kabbalah, and without the study Kabbalah, of course, he could not even imagine his life, but he actually really checked himself during a couple of years, then he can divorce, or she can divorce him. No other reasons, no other circumstances should be applicable for divorce. First of all, you need to really preserve the family, and I really beg you to take it seriously. Do not give a stupid example to anybody else or any other talk. Spread the rumor that you start to pass the rumor that you start study Kabbalah and now you are divorcing somebody. Is there any connection between the fear not to complete, fulfill the condition of the last generation and symptom on yourself? I already mentioned that the condition of the new and last generation, which we try to take upon ourselves, it's not exactly the last conditions of existence when we're going to be in complete correction. This is the lowest level. We could not even imagine what kind of existence we expect us. We just use whatever according to our comprehension. We don't have altruistic kelim. We don't have true altruistic intention. We only talk. We are creating the government of future. But basically, what we're talking about is actually how to cross the maxim. It's the same. It's the same. Why do we took this article as example? In order to practically, in particular, in that case, to train ourselves how to use all kind of available chances to utilize whatever we have in our discharge. So we use these names, but basically in principle is a condition to for us cross the maximum. If the Creator is not a personalized law, how do we take him as a partner? And how do we give to the law? So it means that if we're going to feel the Creator as a common law of creation, or alternatively we must feel the Creator as something alive in my imagination, when I kind of have some sort of relationship between me and him, some sort of dependency, I put upon Creator my feelings, I depict Creator in front of myself in my imagination. And I imagine that I'm talking to Creator, in contact with Creator, and what kind of other things I can imagine. For example, if the law of gravity exists, so what should I pray to the law of gravity in order not to be experience some kind of fall on my head of some subject? What are you talking about? How can I talk to Creator if you know he's not reacting on me? Here. There is a problem exists. How do I tune? How the man tune on this force from above? On the one side, he imagined the Creator that there is nothing but bestowal from Creator, complete, perfect, and absolute, and eternal, nothing unchangeable. And in that case, who do I talk to? Who do I ask? Who do I pray? Who do I scream? Who do I cry? There is nobody to do it. Well, I'm going to do something. It will come true. If not, not. It happens only when we talk about Creator. But when we talk about ourselves, when I actually scream and cry in myself, when I imagine the higher Partsuf, Abba Ve'ima, and interaction between me and that Partsuf, only then it's become important to imagine this Partsuf as a life matter, something which is interchangeable, something which is can be changed and interacted under the influence of my desires. Ahab of Abba Ve'ima can be changed according and inside of me accordingly to my desires. My man can change intensity of light of which comes in return to me, or Rapsak. That's why we need to realize that Creator doesn't change. What is important until I really inside of myself truly wants to be changed, then only then my desires can bring or Rapsak and I can be changed and corrected. And we can talk all kind of talk a lot and Baal Sulam discussed a lot in Shramati these aspects. I think we shouldn't really talk too much about all kind of fears, doubts which we can have. Today we're here in 3 days, on the third day of our actions. Fourth?
Смотря как считать.
Depends how you're counting it.
No, нет, я считаю.
I think from the beginning of Sukkot.
Третий день. Сегодня конец третьего дня.
This is the end of a third day. We have three or four days in front of us. Now we enter particular yesterday and last part of a day, we enter the state when we start to feel each other, when we start to connect spiritually, when we feel spirituality around us, we start to really get sensation, we start to feel each other, we start to get accustomed to that state, that something which going to stay inside of us, that's something what I mentioned, that Bina and Malchut must stay inside of ourselves in some kind of connection. When we from Bina will be looking at Malchut, whatever will come out of it, it will come out of it. Don't think how it's going to be, what's going to happen. We just have to put as much as possible effort at the moment to reflect and be like society of the future. Don't give yourself a complicated question, how and why and what's going to happen. If the divorce is not welcome in Kabbalah, should Kabbalist be faithful physically to his wife, and in case of some sort of problem in the family, how do we act? I can't give any particular advice here. It's very personal. All kind of arguments, all kind of things can happen. It's just depends on how they are building their relationship physically, morally, materially, and so on. I think you need to achieve the peace, shalom, between two of you, that second part is agree that interest part is study Kabbalah, and then you sacrifice all kind of things. This is something which I basically advise all my pupils, all my disciples. You must sacrifice anything for peace, all your money, all your free time, whatever, anything. Please her in any way, only for the sake of study Kabbalah. Only then your study will give you huge effect. Because you give everything to her, only just to study Kabbalah. Show her that you, particular in a very sensitive point where she didn't like you in kind of some measures, show her that you are changing just for sake of study Kabbalah. No, what can I tell you? We have all experience in life, so I shouldn't study. I shouldn't really tell you what to do. The worst, of course, when husband is against his wife, study Kabbalah. Women with children, dependency, physical, material, all kind of problems can. When the children is there, there is a problem. And I don't even know what to advise. This problem, of course, quite acute because women are more flexible. She's more negotiable, you know, you can basically place her quite predictably. In places where there is only one group, should it be transparent, the whole structure, and the less active part of a group? Everything needs to be transparent in a group. We must show to the world everything. The whole world in such a state, even if they wouldn't agree today, they will agree tomorrow. There is no other way for them. They just simply underdevelop yet to appreciate it, to connect what is going on in the world, all this crisis in the world, all this drug problem, alcoholism, a problem in a family, the crisis in science, in art, in bringing in education, politics, climate, with the all common society problem, everything is there. Everything forces humanity to move on into the full picture of creation and start to be in charge of your own destiny. They don't understand that, but gradually they step by step will understand that. Look how much time it took us to hear what we're talking about here. At some stage we agree what we're talking about here, the other day it sounds completely real and stupid and far away from me. It seems like it's more important for me today to achieve something. One of a sudden start to experience to be in charge of what happened in the globe and feel that I have lost my connection with Creator. You can see how difficult it is for us to stay all the time in tune. What then we can ask from the people who are outside of us? We shouldn't be ashamed. We must be transparent. That's how we are, and whether you take it or leave it, and you'll see they will adapt to us. They will accept us. Without even understanding, they will agree that this kind of things, phenomenon exists. And then gradually, when they see what's going on in our society, they will understand and comprehend, yeah, really, it's something going on there. That's a method of saving humanity from all this common crisis. And I think that in the very soon future, probably most importantly in this year, we will show ourselves to all humanity under the heading of saving humanity from the crisis. And I'm not ashamed, and I'm not ashamed to talk about it, and I'm pretty sure that we will see during this year many, many people, famous and simple people, who will be turning themselves and comprehending and agree with our methodology. There is no other way. the whole progress, so-called, in the world, it's all for us. It's just such an example to us that we don't have to convince anybody. We just have to passively become transparent for the world, put the book here and there, lectures in different places, and you'll see they will find us. Can I picture myself, creator in nature, animals, whatever is around me? Of course you can, because everything, whatever is in our world, comes from the world of above. And sometimes if you have inspiration through this world to create, use it for your own advance. Sometimes there is people who criticize everything. If such a people exist, should I avoid them? Yes, absolutely. Person who criticizes whatever is here, must be completely isolated and kick him out of here. Therefore, if you see anybody or know somebody, tell us. Without no doubt, right away we put him on a taxi and send him to the airport or whatever he is. And I completely seriously tell you that. This is the most ferocious enemy of you. Particularly if you are living with such a person, it's a horror. He can spoil you the whole thing. Because he's influencing you now. Avoid this man and report us. Can we envy you? Question. Please envy me. If it help you, envy me. It's good. One more time. Envy. It says that envy between the scientists is multiplying knowledge. Because envy is the most potentially strong force which we can use for our advance. Use it.
Of course, use it.
Nothing created for nothing in this world, particularly this strong force. If there is any particular advance in Israel compared to the question is, we have a lot of question about the shifting to Israel, mixing different culture, all kind of movements. What can I say? In my pink dreams is that all who strive to create will be here, and all who's not, who strive to link with creator, not the Arabs, all Israelis who don't want to be here, they will move out of here. It's going to happen like that, because Israel is a place for those who are striving for creator, Israel, directly to creator, and therefore this place should attract those who subconsciously, of course physically, is for those people who directly striving for creator. And gradually men feel more and more like this. I under no circumstances tell you to leave everything and come over here. But I am really glad to see everybody here. Any kind of color, red, black, whoever look like, doesn't really matter for me. To me, everybody is equal. Everybody will reach Gmar Tikkun, and there is no preference to one or another. The only difference is that different people have a different desires, and according to his effort, he will be making his progress. But we give opportunity to everybody equally. About moving here, I'm not the Minister of Internal Affairs, and I could not break their stubbornness that they should give opportunity for people who wanted to be in Israel to be here. But I think during the year we will organize ourselves as an organization of our community socially and officially, in such a way we'll be giving employment to the people, and then we will be able to actually to make some contracts with the different people who will come here, and we will be making a much easier process of immigrating to Israel for a year, 2 years, much easier. So this is my dream, and during this year, I think we can handle this, and that will probably solve the problem. Here we go, for two years, you can come here to work. I don't know how it's going to happen further. If the problem of the mixed marriages, there is no problem. If it's a mixed marriage, one person is have a right to live in Israel because of this regulation, and the other is not, then you must go and do the marriage here in Israel or Kipra, I'm not sure, I don't know. You must make some research. Well, now, if it is a family, according to law of Israel, could not simply migrate to Israel, could not simply be here, well, then it seems like we are working to work here, and we will be able to probably to help you, but at this stage we're working on it, so you're going to come over here to work and support yourself through it. We don't know how many people will be able to do to come, but we're going to work on it. But there still exists an opportunity to come and spend some time here, weeks, months, live with us. It's usually for one member of a family. First of all, we're talking about men. We do not have facility for the women yet. We haven't been adjusting ourselves for the women. Main work is with male. But we think that we will find a solution to this problem as well. Some kind of message I have here about family situations, female problems. Well, I'll find this message. And okay, once again, there is no preferences in your marriage, in your relationship. Think about that. If you wanted to move over here, you'll have an opportunity to come here. I don't understand this question in Hebrew here. What does he mean? I don't understand this question, sorry. And this question is actually in German. Sorry, I can't read it. We will translate it first, and after translation of this question, Masha, where are you? Translate this question. She'll translate it to me and I'll be able to answer it. I wanted to answer this question. It's our friend from Germany. Masha, say it aloud. The group here in Israel, we have a specific circumstances. What kind of law we are holding here in Israel group? It's a certain laws which we advocate. Comes from the history of our people in Israel, when the Israelites were in a stage where spiritual and physical action were as one, during the existing of the temples and all the physical components, like the earth, the things which were existing in the temple, they were as one, and people were completely in revelation of the spiritual world. So therefore, they were capable of completing commandments in whole nature, physically and physically. After destruction of a temple, when the whole Israeli nation has been separated, completely split from the spiritual world, all other physical thing, physical action, they stay, and the spiritual been lost. So all the physical performance of commandments which religious people did, this is what they do.
Since this was performed by many generations, we are compelled to do that. But the rest of the people are not obliged to do that. We do not impose it on anyone. We have people in our group who come and study, and no one asks anyone whether he fulfills some commandments or not. On Saturday, we, of course, we observe certain rules, and the holidays are observed, but no one has to observe anything externally. This external shell that we create around ourselves is a fact of fear, but if you go abroad, you can do whatever you like, and no one can dictate you what to do. That's how it is. But there are people in the group that want to observe, and those who don't, we don't ask anybody. We just try to preserve this external form with regard to the rest of the state and the society, so that we would be accepted by the liberal religious people. You can do what we do, or you can do what you like. Decide for yourself. According to the latest research, 80% of Israeli population do not see any crisis, and they are very hopeful for the future. How can we tell them about salvation? We do not speak about salvation. We just talk about Kabbalah. And the fact that the society does not feel any crisis is natural, because the nation, the Israeli nation, is the most egoistical of all, with the heaviest of youth and the most retarded in this sense. There are two opposite parameters of Bina and Malchut in them, so they will receive many more blows until it starts asking a question and will ask about the reason for these blows and for these sufferings. And it will go on for quite a long time in Israel, and the whole world doesn't know how we exist in this place, in these circumstances. But you will see that this nation is able to survive very, very difficult conditions. This nation will come to correction last. It is written that all the nations of the world will realize and understand the problem that exists in the world, and on their shoulders, that is, on their realization of the problem, they will bring the Israelites on their shoulders to Jerusalem. They will make us, they will force us. The nations of the world will compel us to start correcting ourselves in a good way or a bad way, but we'll be pressed by them. Unfortunately, that's the way it is, and it will not happen in any other way. We see that whatever happens here is forgotten tomorrow, the next day, and people justify everything, and this is going to be the situation for a long time. We will leave all the notes and questions for the next time. We haven't completed our topic. We haven't spoken about the block of the world of Atzilut and the worlds of Bia, and we have to speak about the structure of the soul of Adam, and hopefully during our next lessons we will manage to do that. Tomorrow morning we will study one of the articles from the Shamati, and tomorrow evening and at night we will speak about the structure of the universe block by block, so that you will understand correctly where we are in this scheme what is this volume in which we exist. Thank you for your attention.